From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. One last day of freedom, one last news conference to give. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich reports to a federal prison tomorrow to begin serving a 14-year sentence for corruption. But before he goes, he's expected to step outside his Chicago home today to make a public statement. NPR's David Shaper is in Chicago, and he joins me now. And David, as we consider this moment, he's the fourth Illinois governor to head off to prison in as many decades. Remind us why Rod Blagojevich is heading to prison.
Well, Rod Blagojevich elected on a campaign platform of reform after the last governor, George Ryan, had just been indicted for corruption, was arrested by the FBI December of 2008 for what the U.S. attorney here at the time called a political corruption crime spree. Blagojevich was ultimately convicted of 18 corruption charges, most notably, of course, for trying to auction off the U.S. Senate seat vacated by the election of President Obama. But his conviction also included a wide range of charges of trying to shake down people who wanted to do business with the state for hefty campaign contributions.
And Rod Blagojevich, even after his arrest, has been on something of a media campaign. He went on TV talk shows, reality shows. He did a book tour proclaiming his innocence all the while. Do you expect more of the same today?
Well, not really. You know, he really was a one-man circus at times. He'd even be shaking hands and posing for pictures and signing autographs on his way into and out of the courtroom each day when he was on trial. And he was defiant, challenging the U.S. attorney here, Patrick Fitzgerald's manhood at one point before his trial began. It wasn't until his sentencing last fall that we finally saw a quieter, more subdued side of Rod Blagojevich. He was finally contrite and apologetic. And I would expect that that's how he'll be in his statement today a couple of hours from now.
So one more news conference, and then he starts serving that sentence, we said, tomorrow.
Yeah, he starts off in federal prison. He's got to get himself out to Colorado. I've never been to prison myself, so I've talked to a politician who was in prison. This is former Chicago City Clerk and fellow Democrat Jim Lasky. He pleaded guilty a few years ago to one count of bribery, served 1 year in federal prison. He calls leaving the home that day the worst day of his life, describes the experience of going to prison as dehumanizing. Lasky says when he gets to prison, Blagojevich will have to empty his pockets, strip down naked, and then he'll be given a prison uniform and a pillow and a blanket. The best advice Lasky says he can give the ex-governor is to check his ego at the door.
You know, people don't care that he was a governor or he was a congressman or he was on Celebrity Apprentice. They don't care. He can't walk around glad-handing and talking about it. He's not going to be able to hold press conferences there, obviously. So the days of pomp and circumstance and showboating are over.
And again, the former governor, David, is not staying in Illinois. He's going to federal prison in Colorado.
Right. It's in Littleton, Colorado, about 15 miles southwest of Denver, a low-security prison. And Lasky says forget any notion about Blagojevich going to a country club-type prison or a club fed. He says prison is prison no matter how the level of security is. And even in low-security prisons, the food is bad, sanitary conditions poor, labor is hard. He says it's the first couple of days are going to be the toughest on the former governor.
Okay, David, thank you.
Thank you.
That's NPR's David Shaper in Chicago.